For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
The second game of the playoffs start tonight for the Knicks as they take on Philadelphia once again at MSG, looking to go up 2-0. Tonight's game is going to be physical once again, highly competitive once again. And even though Joel Embiid is questionable going into this game, I think we all can agree that we believe he's going to be active and playing. However, what percentage of Joel Embiid is Philly going to get? 50%? Maybe 60%? Because recently, a video was shown of Joel Embiid exiting MSG, and he was favoring that knee. He was laboring, and guys, it does not look good for Philly moving forward. We're going to break down that footage and let you know everything that you need to know about Joel Embiid and that injury moving forward. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Joel Embiid is dealing with significant knee injuries, and this seems to be the exact same story for Joel Embiid each and every time. When the games count, when they're on the line, when they matter, he is always dealing with some injury that hurts his team. Hurts them in some type of way because he can't play to his full abilities. And if you don't have a fully healthy Embiid, it's going to be very hard for you to compete in the NBA playoffs when every single team turns their game up another level and you need to respond. And if you don't have the players to respond with, it's going to hurt you. Philadelphia right now, in game one, you saw it. They go as Embiid goes. And when Embiid went down in that second quarter, they stopped. They didn't know what to do. And even Tyrese Maxey, who had a very good game, credit to him, he did not look the same without Joel Embiid. That's because Joel Embiid draws so much attention. He brings defenders near him. When he does that, that means somebody else is open. That means a lane is open in the paint. And that's what Tyrese Maxey sees. He abuses that, and he makes sure he takes that lane, and he gets the bucket for his team. That's what he's been doing for the 76ers. But if the New York Knicks are able to limit Embiid, make sure he's not effective when he's out there, and play him physical, that hurts the 76ers in so many ways. And I'm not hoping for injuries. I'm not wishing for injuries. So please don't take this video as that. I'm just pointing out a fact that Joel Embiid does not look good. And over a 7-game series with the most physical team in the NBA with the New York Knicks, his knee is going to continue to deteriorate and not look good moving forward. So for me, if you're Philadelphia, you have to ask yourself, is this series worth it for Embiid and his long-term health moving forward? Because you have to wonder, if he continues to play, going out there, it looks like he's getting injection shots in that knee. If he's doing that on a consistent basis, he might be doing more damage to the knee. And who knows where he is this offseason. If he still plays this playoff series and they end up losing and he does more damage to the knee, what is Philly going to do at that point in time? We don't know how much damage he's done to that knee. And honestly, we're likely not going to know that information until the offseason. But if we've all watched the same game in game one, we saw Joel Embiid each and every play, especially when the Knicks were more physical with him. He started to labor more. He started to walk up the court. He could not run. He could not move. He could not jump. You're having that Joel Embiid out there. I'm sorry. Credit to Joel Embiid. He's a warrior for doing what he did. But I'm not scared of that Joel Embiid. Nobody fears that Joel Embiid. Yes, he can still go off and he can give you points. And he did that for Philadelphia. But over a 7-game series, I'm not worried about that Joel Embiid. Even more so, I'm not worried about that Joel Embiid after watching the following videos. Check this out. First of all, let's look at Joel Embiid entering game one against the New York Knicks. Show that clip. So as you can see here, Joel Embiid, yes, he's limping slightly, but not a lot, but he looks like he's walking fine. He's walking up a ramp as well, too. So he should be favoring that knee even more if he's in pain, but he's not. It looks like he's walking just fine. So you have that video right there of Joel Embiid entering MSG for game one. Now show the following clip of him leaving MSG after game one. You see what I'm talking about here, guys? Clearly laboring, clearly favoring that knee. He's clearly limping even more than he was entering game one. So you can see that for sure. There's no denying that. So after seeing all of this footage, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Joel Embiid does not look good. He does not look right. And clearly, over a 7-game series with one of the most physical teams in the NBA, the New York Knicks, that knee is going to continue to deteriorate. It's not going to look good game after game. Nick Nurse and his coaching staff are going to have to make that decision. Do they move forward without Joel Embiid, which is going to be a worse chance for them to beat the Knicks? Or do they move forward with a hobbled Embiid, which gives them a little...
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bit better of a chance to beat the Knicks, but if they lose the series, which they could definitely end up losing the series because a hobbled Embiid doesn't guarantee you any wins or victories. But let's say they go ahead and do that anyways, and they don't win the series, Embiid could end up worse in his career because of that. We don't know the damage he's doing to that knee right now playing through this injury. And even when trying to come back from that injury, even though he had an impact and put up points, he did not look the same. He does not look like the same Joel Embiid that we saw during the regular season when he was running a terror through the league looking like a monster. He does not look like that monster anymore. Right now, he looks fragile, he looks hobbled, and he looks like somebody the Knicks should continue pushing, being physical with, and taking it too. Because if they do that, they're going to make the game even easier for themselves. Joel can't jump. I don't care what anybody says. He can't jump and he can't rebound. Against a Knicks team, who the way they win is by second chance opportunities. If your big man, if your center can't jump with Isaiah or Mitchell Robinson, you're going to get destroyed on the boards each and every time. That's what happened in game one. It's going to happen in game two. It's going to happen in game three. It's going to happen in game four. It's going to happen each and every game the Knicks face the Sixers because Joel Embiid has a knee injury. It's clear. It's obvious. He can't jump. That's also clear. And that's also why he can't rebound. And if you can't rebound against the Knicks, you're going to lose each and every time. You cannot get dominated on the boards each and every game and expect to win playoff games. It's not going to happen. You gave the Knicks at times 4 or 5 extra possessions for one play. You can't do that and beat this Knicks team. It's impossible. And they did that without Jalen Brunson going off. No way. The best chance the Sixers had was to take game one. They failed to do that. Game two, Jalen's not going to have that same type of game again. He's going to go off, and the Knicks are going to play that consistent defense you've seen from them all season long. Those two things go together. Bye-bye, Sixers. You're getting swept. You're getting blown off the floor, and I don't care what you do, what you say, what quote-unquote game plans you want to run for this Knicks team. It's not going to matter because your head of the snake in Joel Embiid is hobbled, while our head of the snake in Jalen Brunson is only getting started. I want to make sure I say again, I'm not wishing any ill will toward Joel Embiid. I don't want him to be injured. In fact, I'm sure most of New York would agree. We want a fully healthy Sixers team. This Knicks team all season long has played the opponent in front of them. That was never going to change going into the postseason. And getting a test like the Philadelphia 76ers could only strengthen the Knicks moving forward in the postseason. However, with Joel Embiid looking hobbled, it's not that same test. And even if the Knicks beat Philly, everybody around the league is going to say only reason the Knicks beat Philly is because Joel Embiid was hobbled. If Joel Embiid was 100%, the Sixers would have beat the Knicks. That's going to be the other narrative, the other story that comes out once the Knicks get past this series. Mark my words on that. It's always something with the Knicks. So let me tell you something. We don't want an easy type of playoff series. We don't want an easy victory. We want to win impactful games against very good teams. This Sixers team is very good, even with Joel Embiid at 50 or 60%, because you still got a fully healthy Tyrese Maxey who can go off as well. And he was going off while Joel Embiid was in the game. The problem is he cannot go off by himself. Jalen Brunson, he's had to learn how to go off by himself, and he's had all regular season really to do so because Julius Randle, his right-hand man, was out most of the season. So Jalen Brunson had to figure it out himself, and he did figure it out. And that experience, he's bringing that into the postseason, and that's going to make all the difference for Jalen and this Knicks team. I can't wait for game two. I'm hype. The Garden's going to be electric once again. The noise is going to be at 100 once again. The Sixers, you're going to have a very tall task in front of you trying to deal with this Knicks team. You're not going to be an easy out. I'm not saying that. But this Knicks team was the worst matchup you could have in the first round, especially with Joel Embiid's injury. A physical Knicks team means the Sixers have no chance winning this series. But what about you guys? What do you think about Joel Embiid and his clear and obvious knee injury and the fact that it now looks worse after game one? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.